Now I'm going to say before I get started that if you hear the word bleep, it's because it was a word that ministers don't usually say in public. And I'm telling you this because I'm going to say a few words on religion in the irreverent voice of the late stand-up comedian George Carlin, and he would not have said the word bleep. But here's the words of George Carlin. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do, every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you. And he needs money. He always needs money. He's all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, and all-wise, but somehow just can't handle money. And religion takes in billions of dollars. They pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I really, really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that. But I gotta tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the demolition derby. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of bleep you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. And just between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful bleep a long time ago. And by the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever bleep things up like this. So if there is a God, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe just maybe doesn't give a bleep. Which I admire in a person and which would explain a lot of these bad results. So rather than just another mindless religious robot, mindlessly and aimlessly and blindly believing that all of this is in the hands of some spooky, incompetent father figure who doesn't give a bleep, I decided to look around for something else to worship, something I could really count on. And immediately, I thought of the sun. Happened like that. Overnight, I became a sun worshiper. Well, not overnight. You can't see the sun at night. But first thing the next morning, I became a sun worshiper. Several reasons. First of all, I can see the sun, okay? Unlike some other gods I could mention, I can actually see the sun. I'm big on that. If I can see something, I don't know, it kind of helps the credibility along, you know? So every day I can see the sun as it gives me everything I need, heat, light, food, flowers in the park, reflections on the lake, an occasional skin cancer, but hey, at least there are no crucifixions and we're not setting people on fire simply because they don't agree with us. So sun worship is fairly simple. There's no mystery, no miracles, no pageantry. No one asks for money. There are no songs to learn, and we don't have a special building where we all gather once a week to compare clothing. And the best thing about the sun, it never tells me I'm unworthy. Doesn't tell me I'm a bad person who needs to be saved. Hasn't said an unkind word. Treats me fine. So I worship the sun, but I don't pray. Ugh. Gosh, I lost my place. Hold on a sec. But I don't pray to the sun. Don't know why. I wouldn't presume on our friendship. It's not polite. I don't pray to the sun. You know who I pray to? Joe Pesci. Two reasons. First of all, I think he's a good actor, okay? To me, that counts. Second, he looks like a guy who can get things done. Joe Pesci doesn't mess around. In fact, Joe Pesci came through on a couple of things that God was having trouble with. In fact, I'm going to put it this way. If there is a God, may he strike this audience dead. See? Nothing happened. Everybody's okay. All right. Tell you what. I'll raise the stakes a little bit. If there is a God, may he strike me dead. See? Nothing happened. Oh, wait. I've got a little cramp in my leg and my bleep hurt. Plus, I'm blind. Oh, now I'm okay again. Must have been Joe Pesci, right? God bless Joe Pesci. Thank you very much, Joe Pesci. Is it Pesci or Pesci? I can't remember. Anyway, bless you.